Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, LA Dreena in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show, doing the most. Your girl LA Dreena on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out radio. LA Dreena on Bang Out Radio. Bang out radio. LA Dreena on Bang Out Radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is. Happy Tuesday. This is your girl, LA Dreena. You already know what it is. We got a hot topic of discussion today. Basically, we're going to be discussing open relationships. If you have any opinions on that, call in 661-559. That's how we do it. And, you know, the lead national team, Tonya G. I'd like to give a shout out to all the artists that came out, you know, to this, you know, it's going to get even better as time goes on, you know. You might hear a little jazz music in the background, chilling, you know, live on the scene right now. Doing it way big, you know, at the bar. But, you know, chilling with the friends and stuff, hosting Bang Out Radio. You might hear some random people get on air today. I'm still kind of cranking it back up, you know, from the long weekend. I want to start off by giving a big shout out to my girl Twin Bonner. You already know what it is. Today's her birthday. So happy birthday, Twin, if you're out there listening. So we're going to crank the show up a notch, you know. I'm about to hit y'all with some music. And then y'all call in and tell me what y'all opinion is about open relationships. My opinion on open relationships, what I can truly say is that I think if you're a liberal person and you're open-minded about it, I think it could be something fun, you know. So there's nothing wrong with that. If two people are in agreement to having an open relationship, by all means, get it popping. But I know that conflict could arise from something like that, you know. So I want to know your opinions about it. Let me know what's up. 661-621-7559. I'm sorry, y'all. My brain working slow. I had a turned up weekend. We're going to take a caller right here. Caller 0058. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is?
L.A. Dreena, what's good? It's your boy Repertoire in the building.
What's good? What's good with it? What you up to?
Oh, right now I'm just a little upset because I couldn't get out there. Sunday, you know, had to work and a whole lot of other things. But, man, I'm mad
That's
about that right there.
You mad about what?
What's up?
I said, what are you mad about?
Because I couldn't come out there and, you know what I'm saying, join the festivities and, you know what I'm saying, and do my dibble, you know, present my product and network,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that, you know, but it's all good, you know. Basically, you know, we're going to have other events just lined up, you know. Basically, this was just, you know, outlet, you know, to get Star Mob plugged into the right people. So now we plugged in to the right people. We about to definitely have it cracking with all the clubs and events and stuff of that nature, you know. So just be ready for that. Can't go that way. I mean, it's gonna be cracking. You feel me? We about to get it turned up a notch. So, you know, we was out there just pretty much doing business, you know, and trying to make sure we can, you know, get things to where we want it to be, you know. So I don't know. we're looking forward to having a lot of different indie artist showcases coming up, and you'll definitely be a part of that. I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? We did a lot of networking this weekend. Besides all the artists that came out and performed, BG Knockout was in the building. We had the Watts Boys in the building. We had a whole roster of different artists. I mean, it was like artists from all over California that came out and stuff, you know. And so got a chance to party with my boys from Fully Loaded. You know, they came out, rocked the show and everything. I'm gonna post some footage and all that stuff on Facebook, you know, and get it popping like that, you know. But the next couple of we actually have another show coming up on the 18th, you know, so Thursday it's gonna be at the G Club in Hollywood. So, you know, if anybody that's out there listening, if y'all wanna, you know, come out, basically.
Yeah, anybody listening, give me a ride.
I'm okay. I mean, if you can make it to Palmdale, you know, you already got a ride. So the only
I'm carjacking, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stand. I was tempted. I was that close to, you know, seeing this old guy sitting in the parking lot. Y'all, excuse me, I ain't trying to go to jail, but I was going to get his old ass for his work. It was like, damn.
Okay.
But nah, it's all good. I just wanted to come out and support, you know, and just be a part of that. But it's all good. Like you said, there's more coming up, and, you know, I'll definitely will put them on my calendar and make my best attempt to get at them.
Yeah, that's what's good. And, you know, I also want to give a shout-out to all of the supporters that couldn't make it out, you know, like my girl Marley B and Topaz Lachey, excuse me, Sammy Otto. He's supposed to be coming out to the next event, you know. And, don't even trip, y'all. We represented y'all in numbers and professionalism. So we was deep as a motherfucker. It was like at least about 15 people, you know, with our whole Star Mob camp, you know, with Fully Loaded there too, you know what I'm saying? We represented y'all to the fullest, you know what I'm saying? And we came out, we did our thing, we handled that business, we locked in that nightclub, we locked in the LA Convention Center, and we locking in one club over in Long Beach. So all our indie artists that's in our circle and all the indie artists that's out there listening in, you know, just contact us because we about to get it super, super popping, you know what I'm saying, for y'all. We about to, no offense to the Antelope Valley, but we about to extend away from y'all because I'm not about to be fighting over Mazikas for, you know what I'm saying, for 15 artists or 50,000 artists out here in Antelope Valley, you know what I'm saying, you know, Mazikas, because I hope anybody that's affiliated with Mazikas and their promoters out there, Mazikas, I'm going to let Mazikas know right now, if you hear about Star Mob in your building, you better have VIP for us when we come, because we getting VIP treatment at Better Club in Hollywood with bottle service and all that if we want it, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to have the Star Mob family in y'all facility, y'all better have VIP for us, and we ain't paying for nothing to come through y'all doors. So y'all let y'all promoters and Mazikas know that for now on, you know what I'm saying? And anybody that's affiliated with Star Mob, we ain't paying to get up in no
Mazikas.
Because y'all whack and y'all alcohol is whack. Y'all don't even serve real alcohol up in there. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how we're doing it right here. But we do have a topic of discussion today.
Yeah.
Our topic of discussion is about open relationships. So we would like to hear your insight, you know, regarding open relationships and stuff like that. How do you feel about it, Repertoire? How you
That's
feel about
crazy.
It? Do you think it can work? What do you think
that
about
is
that?
That's awkward. Because, you know what, I just recently, you know what I'm saying, moved back with my wife or whatever. We've been separated for a minute or whatever. You know, she did her thing, I did my thing and whatnot, and, you know, right now it's in the early part of it. Right now I'm not tripping about nothing, but, you know, it all depends on the people, like, you know what I'm saying? My wife says she don't care and this and that, but I got numbers and this and that, and, you know, I get questioned about it, so I don't know. Like I said, the people, like, right now, us, it's kind of early, but it depends on people. I'm going to say that again. You know, it depends on the person. If they got, you know, if they can live with that and have trust, and, you know, if they could trust somebody, or in that situation, not even no trust involved. It's just about if you're willing to deal with the situation or not, you know. Me myself,
yeah.
it don't bother me. I don't want to get hounded about what I do, you know.
Yeah, so you saying you would be willing to be in an open relationship if the other person in your relationship was in agreement to that? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm not one for it, but in my current situation,
you're not opposed to it?
I'm not opposed to it.
I say if you've been in a relationship for over 5 years to 10 years and your relationship is falling apart and you don't have no other, you know, alternative, you know, to creating a spark in your relationship and you have business reasons and emotional ties to a person, but you have kids and you don't want to be, you know, actually separating from that person, you know, and I don't see anything wrong with an open relationship, but I feel like that third party shouldn't live with y'all. That's the thing, you know, and they shouldn't be introduced to children. No, but if you guys are in agreement to, you know, if you can be safe with it, do it. You know what I'm saying? If it works for your relationship. Me, on my personal situation, I would never do one because it wouldn't work. I'm a jealous person. I'm a Leo. You know what I'm saying? So it would never work for me. I don't like to share. So I need
That's
all
real.
The interest, though, you know. But, okay, we have a caller right here. Don't go nowhere. We got a caller right here. Caller 2099, live on Bangor Radio. What it is?
Hey, what it is? How you doing, Brother Guy?
I'm doing good, and you?
Fine and dandy. Now, call this ear hustling right now. Just called in, tune in. What y'all talking about today?
Yeah, we have first, let all the listeners out there know who you are.
Okay, this is MKD. Straight out. I'm a Cali nigga, but I'm in Washington D.C. right now. Just posted
D.C.
up at work.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So
you know.
My boy Repertoire online with me right now. We discussing open relationships. How do you feel about them? And do you think one can work for you?
Nah, I don't think it could work. I don't think so, because if it's three is too much. It always got to be on a 1-on-1. I don't know. I thought about it, but in actuality, it would never work. Somebody's gonna be jealous of the other person. You might be spending a little more time with that person, or you know, you might act a certain way with another person. You'd be like, man, you giving them more attention than one person. Then you know it all breaks off. All bad, but I don't think it would work. It wouldn't work unless you just stingy. You just gotta have it all, and everybody else don't mind doing it all, doing everything. But I don't think it'll work. I really don't. But I can't knock it because I ain't never tried it. You can't say anything until you try it.
I'm surprised you guys are so reserved on this whole issue. I figured the guys would be like, oh, yeah, if it could work for me, I'd do it, because I feel like guys are not knocking y'all down, but I feel like y'all are, like, much more not as emotionally attached to women as women are to men. So I'm thinking, you know, even though we do got men that have jealous streaks in them too, but I figure you guys will be more open to,
I got homies. You know, that's straight just niggerish. They really don't give a fuck about a female. They just get it in just for the fuck of it. So I'm more of a man with a conscience. Anything you do will fall back on you 10 times fold. And you know, I'm more of a religion guy too. So you know, I do have my days that I can just act a fool. But at the end of the day, my conscience overflows me. I'm like, if I do some shit like that, I'm be like, damn, why I do some dumb shit like that? I know it ain't right. And you know,
I'm going to let that shit go.
I'm
going to refrain from my last comments, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to reinstate that because I'm going to clear it up. Me and my wife is not in no open relationship. I just happen to be staying with her. We roommates or whatever. We just got through with a separation. But now that I think about it, no. I can't condone no third party, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, because for me, I feel like I'm a person, I'm worthy enough to just have all of you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no parts of me. If you're gonna take me for the full me, it ain't no halftime me. It's a full thing. You know, full time. It ain't no every now and again you come and see me and go see that person. Well, nah, hell nah.
Hey my nigga, I feel you. Right now it's a recession, and sometimes you don't have a choice but to deal what you have to deal with. White folks are doing it nowadays, but they got it good enough where they live in separate beds. If you want to go mess with somebody else, don't bring them to the house where your baby mama
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Exactly. I will not do that.
And she should have the same respect for you. Don't bring
no niggas
to the house. I know we ain't fucking, but it's all a matter of respect.
But that's the crazy part. We are.
I agree with you on that.
I moved back in with a gift, like, okay, hello, how you doing? All right, came over for heaters and got a little something extra, but we just roommate, though, you know, quote-unquote,
yeah.
That's what you say. I'm just her roommate. I'm like, I posted on my Facebook, too, can two people that's been married for 6 years and have two kids be roommates?
hey, that should be the next topic. Can a man and a woman be roommates without fucking each other?
Especially if you're not attracted to him.
No, I mean, if he's looking good, you looking good, and it's just straight business, no pleasure. Like, I mean, on some real shit,
it depends if you're a platonic, you know?
Huh?
If you're a platonic friend, anything, you know? But it has to be like a platonic friendship, you know?
Yeah.
We have a caller that's calling in right here, too. What were you going to say?
No, but you know when you tell somebody, I had a female that was a roommate. Matter of fact, I might have had two or three of them. Cause I'm cool with females. I'm mostly chill with females. I got a couple of homies that's my niggas, but most of the time I'm talking to females. And I had a female roommate, and the outcome was my girl. I introduced my girl and everything to her and everything. She was like, man, you ain't fucked her, but you might have fucked in the past. I was like, no, it's just straight friendship. We just handling business. I need help. She need help. We come together. You meet her. It's what it is. But if you don't like it, then you got to keep it stepping because I'm being honest. And sometimes, you know, when they go out and ask everybody, they was like, don't trust that. 90% a person will say, don't trust that. Don't trust that. 10% mm-hmm. will be like, man, if he's a good dude, then go ahead. But in your mind, in the back of your mind, it's like, damn, is he? You have to trust. That's the whole thing about that whole shit is trust. And all that, it's just, damn, this is a lot. But go ahead.
Man, that's real.
Hello?
You still?
Did we lose
it? I'm thinking maybe so.
What's up, my nigga? What's your name?
Oh, this Repertoire, man.
Okay.
Head Honcho Records, you know what I'm saying, Bring the Heat Productions, you know.
Okay,
I've been supporting this for a minute. Yeah, you know, that's crazy. She just brought that. This subject came about because I just got over here back with my wife, man, and you know what I'm saying, we still married legally and all that, you know, but we're supposed to just be roommates. And, you know, I'm that's why I posted, like, okay, how are you just going to be roommates? You know what I'm saying? We got our two kids together. It's either we going to rekindle. Or you know what I'm saying, it's going to go the other way. You know what I'm saying? I got places to go, but I figured I might as well be at home, you know what I'm saying, help her out, help her get to work. You know what I'm saying? We take care of each other, but, you know, it ain't going to be no distance. Well, you're my roommate, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's be for real. Do you still have any feelings towards her? You ever think about being, like, rekindling that spirit and want to just be with her, and she just, like, fighting it right now?
This the whole thing. When we separated, you know what I'm saying, I left for a while because she was going through some stuff or whatever. We separated, you know what I'm saying. I didn't step outside of the marriage. She did, you know what I'm saying. I let all that go.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, she got with another cat, did what she did. But that whole time, I've been trying for months to try to get my wife to want me back and take me back and this and that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
It still ain't been, let's try to work our marriage out right now. It's just you're my roommate. You know what I'm saying? She haven't said that, and I'm not even on that expectation, you know, but I still had it in my heart. Like, yeah, if she said today, tomorrow, let's work this out, I'm going to be jumping on it like, yeah, let's work this out, you know, because that's a covenant with God, and I honor that.
Hey,
Yeah, you know, I feel that. Look, we need to take this one caller that's calling in, caller 7199. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What it is? What's up with a 7199? 7199, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What it do? Oh, I guess they didn't want to go live. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel where y'all coming from with this whole situation, you know. I'm looking at it like this. I'm like, you know, if it's an open relationship, you know, it can work. I think that it can work. I want to hear, you know, what some ladies' opinions out there are. Press 1 if you want to go live. You know, 7199, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Hi.
Hi, what it is? Who am I speaking to?
Hi, baby.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
It's your mother.
Oh, my mom. Oh. What's up, mom? Mom, you sound
different
on the radio.
My relationship.
Yeah, what do you think about the whole topic of discussion, mom?
You know what? I missed the topic, and I just caught the tail end of it. What's the topic of it?
Oh, okay. The topic of discussion is, do you think open relationships can work, and would you? if anybody's just now listening in, you know, I just want to introduce y'all to Big, you know what I'm saying, and the Ladrina, you know what I'm saying? So that's who I'm named after. Yeah,
hey, mama.
So,
hey,
you know.
Mom.
Yeah, but, mom, so what do you think about this? Yeah, that's Big Drina right there. So y'all know I ain't got to get my name, you know, copywritten or nothing, you know.
Yeah.
You think, you know,
relationships?
Is
that the name of it?
Relationships. How do you feel about open relationships that you could, you have the opportunity to deal with two people tripping about it. The opportunity to do that, would you do that?
No.
Why, mom?
You know what, we're kind of breaking up, but if I'm not mistaken, you're saying, do I approve of open relationships?
I'm saying, like, open relationships. Like, do you approve of that?
I don't approve of relationships because, you know, it's like the relationship that I'm in with KC. It's like, you know, we're together, you know, and I feel like if you're going to be in an open relationship, well, then y'all shouldn't even be together at all. You know, we got to be in thing all the way, you know. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that, mom. So you saying you couldn't share? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's
probably where I got that from. I can't share either.
No, I'm not sharing nothing.
Yeah, I feel you on that, mom. So you see, I'm. What was that?
I said, you know, because I feel like this, if you're in an open relationship, you're opening up yourself for a lot of things, such as diseases.
Right.
You know, and that's something I definitely don't want. So either you for me or you against me, you know. So, you know, I don't think it's right.
I feel you on that.
Each is on, but I, you know, I'm from the old school. I deal with only one man, and that's it. And either we gonna be together or we not.
And I feel you on that. Have you ever known an open relationship and it works before, mom?
They say it works, but I'd be damned if I try it.
To manage,
damn,
you know.
That. Hey, I feel mom. You know, it's hard to find somebody to raise you from the old school. We all might be young in here, but we got an old soulful spirit because, you know, we was raised by our grandparents, our moms,
And, you know, we take in what they preach to us. And, you know, people nowadays, they just don't know no better.
And like I said, there's a lot of stuff that's out there that
oh,
the doctor
yes,
not
yes.
here, you know? And you don't know who you're getting with.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
What if the two people both want to take care of it?
Mom, what if the two people want to take care of you at the same time? Would you be opposed to anybody, you know, like both parties taking care of you?
Well, I'm going to get a whooping tonight, y'all.
I know you are.
I don't come from a liberal background at all, just letting y'all know. But, you know, I just want to know, you know, how do everybody feel about that? You're in love with two people, and one person won't let you go, and you might be just attracted to they just want you. How do y'all feel about that? Yeah.
This is me, KC. Hey, you know, I'd like to comment on that. You know, I look at it like this right here, that if a person is supposed to be with each other, you know what I'm saying, they know each other, so they shouldn't have to be, you know, for having an open relationship. You know, I don't look at it like that there because an open relationship is just like what I'm saying, open. You know, and I with all that right there.
I feel you on that. I think that, you know, that works for monogamous people being in a two person relationship, you know, that only consists of two people. But what about the cheaters? I want to hear from some cheaters. I want to hear what you cheaters got to say about it. Would you be more comfortable in an open relationship? You know what I'm saying? And I think the cheaters, I mean, we're trying to adjust it for the cheaters so they don't end up getting their tires slashed and, you know, they women don't end up on SNAP, and that, you know?
That's why I don't even go
to that.
With
it.
I can't do it. I could have been that way all my
life. The only time I tried cheating when I was 16 years old, I had I gave a girl my grandpa's sweater, and I got caught up, and she tore that sweater up and dropped it right on the floor. Like, fuck you, nigga. I was like, damn. I said, like, I'll never do it again. She could have just cut me up one day.
Why?
Hey, I'll tell you like this. The reason why I didn't become that type of person, because I saw how my mom used to react off the cats that, you know, that did her wrong and cheated on her, and half of the shit she did. I'm like, hell no, I cannot see two women coming at me, let alone three or four. You know, you got these players out here. Hey, that's what you want to do. That's your lifestyle. And,
yeah,
and that's how
you
your bones
so
float.
Good today, you know? I mean, I'm saying that y'all ain't actually good, but I'm just like, dang. It's just Bang Out Radio today. We have some good guys out here, you know, that's on the air right now.
But you know, we turn bad, though. The next woman, we do not let them get close. You got to work twice as hard. Because once you break our heart, we like, man, okay, you sound good, you look good, everything coming out feeling good, but fuck it, I'm still going to continue to test your ass. Before I let you in, because the one I just gave my whole heart to fucked me over, and I ain't trying to have that feeling again. Fuck that.
Man, that's real talk.
It's always the good people in the relationship get the short stick. I don't know why that is. I mean, I feel like, you know, if you got a good one, yeah, but I think it's partially they don't want somebody that they comfortable with them. Maintaining a relationship because they feel like they got them already, so they want to go out and do their own thing and all that. But I think, you know, if you can be in agreement to being in a relationship with somebody that's not opposed to you, the people, then an open relationship
might work for some people that, you know, that's not even monogamous. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like a person who's in a monogamous relationship, of course, it just wouldn't work for them. You know, but I think, you know, as long as you be honest with your the person that you're with, and they understand the whole situation, and they're not trying to go out and be deceptive on you, then it could work, you know. But I mean, for somebody like me that don't like to share, you know, it wouldn't work. You know, I'm too jealous. You know, I couldn't even do it. Not even for 1 second. I couldn't do it at all. You know, but you know, I've even seen situations where, you know, people were that I've known that were in open relationships, and the open relationship that they're in, they might have, you know, only one person that's in an open relationship, but their relationship is open, but their spouse is the one who made out the relationship. And I'm seeing where the spouse knows that.
But you know what I run through a lot? It's a lot of women that's insecure and they don't want to lose a man. So they accept a man going out there fucking other females and then coming back and it's like, okay, there's no other choice. I might as well just deal with it. As long as he come back to me, I'm okay with it. But they not okay with it. They just have a choice of dealing with it and or not dealing with it. And a lot of them are not strong enough to say, man, I could find another nigga out there that could do twice as better than you. What are you giving me? You only giving me sex. Sex is overrated nowadays, you know. Shit, you got to be looking for more than that. Or just looking for why are you with this person? You got to realize, why are you with this person? And this nigga is not, you're not benefiting from him. Like, write a list. If the bad outweighs the good, then you need to just let the nigga go. Especially on top, if he's a fucking cheater, if he's a hound dog, he likes to fuck everything that comes right next to him, then it's like there's no point, there's no reason, no excuse. You know, people accept things and they shouldn't. So
that's
how I feel.
Man, I ain't got nothing to say about that. You just summed that up right there, man. Wow. That's right on.
So,
vice versa, too, though.
Yeah, it's right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're so right, man.
Up here that's weak, and you know what I'm saying? That'll sit there and just let their bra do whatever, and they don't, you know,
whatever. They
on that same page.
Run over them. Run over them. Fuck all they homies. And you still, I love her. I love her. I can't live my life without her. Man. You better, cause she gonna kill your ass real soon. You gonna either have a heart attack or you gonna break time.
LA Drina in the building. West Coast, you finest. Know what it is. Let go. You wanna rumble in my jungle, but you ain't walk a flock. If I pull a heat out, then you know I'm gonna cock with the red bottom pumps. So you know I got a rock with me trying to go down, then I ain't trying to stop. LA Drina in this bitch, I kill you hoes and dig a dick. My flow is so phenomenal. I murder all you plastic.
Sorry about that, y'all. You know, I was having technical difficulties.
Nah. Hey,
when
you play that joint, it ain't no technical difficulties. That was a good feel.
Yeah.
That was a good feel.
Look, y'all, I mean, so as far as that goes, you know what I'm saying? That's deep right there. You know what I'm saying? As far as that go right there. I want to hear what the ladies out there got to keep saying about this. You know what I'm saying? Let us know what's good. You know, press that 1 if you want to go live. 661-6217-559. You're live on air with your girl, L.A. Drina. Got my boy Repertoire in the building. King out there in that 2021 time, D.C. in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Baby girl, MKD. I'm a king, though. MKD. Yes, I'm a king in the middle. Go ahead.
MJD. Can you let
me know? It's M
MKD.
MKD?
Yes. I'm a Mac. K is for King, and D, the lady know what the D stand for.
So what you got going on with your music right now? Let us know what's good with that.
Right now I'm just working on a new mixtape with some producers out here and shit. I got a mixtape that's out right now. You can look for it on MySpace Drama Music /MKD. I'm working on my Facebook, trying to get the music upload on my Facebook so everybody could just grab it and tune in. But I got some hot shit. When I come back to California, I got some hot shit that's going to be like, damn, that's what's up. That's some shit like you ain't never heard of. Like, oh, my God, where you coming with this? Like I'll put that on your mama, I'm going to be the next Obama type of shit. You know, just some other shit, like trying to uplift everybody. You know, I keep it new, I keep it funky, and I keep it fresh. You know, it's just tune in to me, look out for me. I'm gonna bring it to the AV.
Oh yeah, bring it to the AV. We need something in the AV. We need something to liven the Antelope Valley up because the Antelope Valley is so bitter, cocky, arrogant, jealous, deceitful, low budget, hater. It's a haterville. You know what I'm saying? So we need to bring some positive energy to the Antelope Valley. You know, and maybe if we do that, you know, the Antelope Valley can be a town of happy rappers and singers and performers, and maybe we can provide our own community with some entertainment for a change instead of so much drama, you know.
I smile so much you can't help but to smile.
On my town because y'all are very disappointing to me. Just let y'all know. And replay this back. Call the owner of Bang Out Radio. Call all the listeners of Bang Out Radio and let them know Elena is not happy. You guys are very appalling in the Antelope Valley. Y'all need to get y'all mind right, get focused. Let's get this money out here. Y'all starting to piss me off. I really want to block half of y'all from my Facebook, you know, only because y'all so negative all the time. Y'all need to start bringing some positive energy. Let's get some money in our town. Stop using your energy to be negative all the time. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't get money with y'all in the Antelope Valley, I'm going to let y'all know I'm going to stop messing with y'all, and I'm going to go to L.A. and get my money in my own true hometown where they show me more love than y'all do, and then I'm going to come back with the torch, and I ain't going to want to work with you no more. So, you know, Antelope Valley, get it together. Y'all not famous yet. Stop acting like you already won 5 Academy Awards.
She is with the whole town.
You know, I'm very cool.
Who
wrote
the war on the town?
Hold on.
For real?
Hold on. I'm born and raised from Los Angeles. I lived in Lancaster for 10 years. You know, it's just a slow town. You know, you just got to phase out the haters and bring in the congratulators, you know. Smile in their face.
It's starting to be disappointing because it's like when it comes down to the game, I get more love from my own because I'm born and raised in L.A., you know, an area. But it's sad that I've been in the Antelope Valley for like 6-7 years and, you know, you don't get no love from your own community and they don't make money in this community. The artists that's in the Antelope Valley don't get no love from the promoters and the clubs out here, you know, but they want us to keep patronizing their business. But I guarantee you if any artist from the Antelope Valley blow up, they're going to be trying to beg us to represent the Antelope Valley and bring some money to their town. So that's why I'm saying, you know, Antelope Valley, y'all need to get it right with these indie artists. Y'all need to show y'all indie artists love that's bringing and attracting money to y'all community. And then not just only that, the artists, y'all need to stop bickering and being so negative and really being lazy, you know, and not even bringing no performance and entertainment to your own community. They shouldn't have to seek out community performances or local artists that's in L.A. to come out here and do shows at our venues, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's our job to do that. So, you know, if anybody that is in Antelope Valley that's ready to get this money, get your name out there in Antelope Valley, let's do this. Let's stop
being baby girl, baby girl, it takes a teamwork to make the dream work. And if we ain't all on the same page and they all talking and no work, then you know you just gotta move on. Because it's the same thing out here in Washington D.C. It's the same thing out here in Washington, D.C. There's so much shit out here for black folks out here, but they don't want to take advantage. You got motherfuckers from all from other different states and cities coming down here stealing work from niggas right here. So it's all about, you have to get your ass up. You say you want to be an artist, but you're not doing the things that takes to be an artist. You're not crafting your style. You're not out there doing what you gotta do. You know, I hear music. You be playing and shit. Like it was like one dude on here like had a nice little song, good ass song. But you right. We all have to get together and we have to stop hating on each other and do what we gotta do.
It is sad. You know, it's sad to be so hateful when everybody is an indie artist. You hating on the next person, but you're on the same level as the next person. You feel me? That's what I don't get. I don't understand why a group of indie artists need to separate themselves and be in competition. You're in competition to get what? Your song heard on a radio show? You're in competition to do what? Get your shit on Reverb Nation or on a status
battle
on Reverb
each other,
Nation?
Starting beef? Like, starting beef over some full of bullshit?
Yeah,
like once
it's
we come
ridiculous.
As once we be together as a unity, then people be like, oh okay, I see they city together. They trying to do something. Let's go fuck with them. Let's go at least hell with see what they got.
That's real talk, you know. And I think you know it needs to start within our own community. We all need to just be positive. You know, if we can't be positive, we just need to just fall back. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, even myself, I feel like myself, I say a lot what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? But like when I do, I'm hardworking about my own music and things that have to do with my whole artistry. You know, but I look at artists who've been out way longer than me. They got way more material. Y'all the ones I'm talking to. I barely start recording like 6 months ago. Y'all who been out for 10 years and y'all ain't even known in your own town, you need to get it right. I'm not just talking about the Antelope Valley. If you've been out for 10 years and we don't know who you are in your own local town, instead of being on Facebook talking crap all day and sending out subliminal messages, you should be working on getting yourself known so we can make some money out here. You know what I'm saying? We talking about L.A., Atlanta, Georgia, all this, you know what I'm saying, Miami, everywhere. All the local artists, the whole community, you need to network together and build some type of empire. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do that, if the local artists didn't get no love in their own community, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I push in the line for Star Mob, because I'm like, when Star Mob step in the building in your small, rinky-dink-ass club that's the size of my living room, you better show us some love or we're going to take our business elsewhere. We can trick off $300 in another club. You feel me? We don't have to do it in your club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the way we feel about it, you know. But we have a caller calling in, 3217. You're live on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Hey, y'all don't be scared. This is just a radio show. Go ahead and say how you feel. Come on, y'all.
Don't be
I know y'all tuning in and shit. Come on.
That's real. Call it 3217. What's up with it? Okay, well, just press 1 when you're ready to go live, 3217. You know, again. You know, but I'm just speaking what's on my mind. Everybody knows. Oh yeah. I mean, it's like it's no host bar on this show, you know, and I'm not really a person that's known for like, you know, refraining my thoughts. You know, and everybody out here in Antelope Valley know me. It ain't like I'm just talking at general. You already know who you are. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not like I'm holding my tongue because, you know, I don't fear nobody but God, you know. I fear situations, but I don't fear nobody but God. I think, you know, people need to clarify that with themselves, too, like, for real.
Yeah.
Like,
everybody fears something, because if you didn't fear something, you wouldn't have no type of discrepancy of judgment when it comes to your life. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
I mean, it's like, you know, I'm an artist, but, you know, I'm a human being first, so I can keep it 100.
Yeah.
You know, if I didn't fear nothing, it's a lot of people that would have got popped already. It's a lot of people that, you know, I probably would have been in jail like 50,000 times already, you know.
You know.
But I got to keep
it
real with myself, you feel me? You know,
yeah.
And even not even just situations with people, even spiders and snakes and shit. I mean, God gives you the mechanism to fear things so you can use this stern intellect and, you know, make judgment, you know.
Yeah.
So we got to be real with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it's all about, being real with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got some repertoire music right here. I need y'all indie artists to send some music into the show, you know, so we can get some, you know, we need to get a variety of different artists that's, you know, sending their music to Bang Out Radio. I love all my Bang Out Radio all-stars, and we want some new music from different artists. If you have a new mixtape project that's coming up or something like that, you know, we want to know what it is, and we want to know what you got going on. So call in, let us know what you got going on. You know, we will support you. I love all my indie artists, male, female, R&B, reggae, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just send your music in, and definitely, you know, we're going to support you right here on Bang Out Radio. You already
That's
know
what's up. Hey, baby girl, Just holla at Supreme. He got a CD of mine. He throw you one so you could go ahead and listen to a couple of my songs, tracks.
Oh yeah, I'm already on my boy Supreme. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna hit up the Bang Out Radio host and everything. We gonna do a music exchange thing too. You know,
okay,
that way
that's
I can, you know,
I like
what's
the sound
up,
of that.
You know? Yeah, yeah, so I can give them some of my artist music. They can give me some of their. But, you know, we got Topaz with Shay. You know, she always, you know, make sure she keeping everybody in rotation on Thursdays. Have your fans to call in and request your songs on replay Thursday with Topaz with Shay. Monday,
okay.
You know, Grind Network is on for all the artists that don't, or the listeners that don't know. Grind Network is on Mondays. Then you got Twisted Tuesdays, Westville Wednesdays with my girl Marley B. You know what I'm saying?
We
also have, you know, Friday, the Coast to Coast MC show. And I apologize for all of y'all that's listening for Tuesday and I wasn't on air. It's because of the fact that I was preparing for the Leo Bash Indie Artist Showcase, you know, and definitely, I wanted to live stream it from the club, but I couldn't get no Wi-Fi up in there, you know. So maybe the next show that we do, you know, I'm going to just start live streaming a lot of the shows from different events, you know, and get it in like that so y'all can see what we're doing up there. And then we'll be on live stream with Skype or something like that, Ustream, something like that, so, you know, y'all can see what's good, you know. Yeah, definitely. I want to give a shout-out to Lyric Mulani, too. You know what I'm saying? She's been doing her thing and everything. And she made it official that she want to be a part of Star Mob. You know what I'm saying? So we had a meeting with Star Mob and a few different artists and people in the entertainment business out there while we was in Hollywood. So thanks for all the people that came out for that, too. You know, Star Mob is about to start expanding and getting to do a lot of business with different graphic designers, choreographer. Star Mob is looking for a consistent DJ. So if y'all out there, you know, just let us know what's up. You know, we're looking for a consistent DJ for our roster. And we're looking to collab with different artists, too, you know. So definitely, you know, y'all just let us know what's good with that, you know. And I also want to give a shout-out, you know, to Miss Law out there. She about to do a showcase. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's gonna be in Missouri. She's gonna do it out there. You know what I'm saying? So Kansas City, out there, and then we're gonna be up in the Midwest with it. You know, so I'm looking forward to that situation. Jumping off, she named me as a guest judge on one of her events. So I'm gonna go out there, you know, pretty soon and host one of her events out that way. You know, but
besides that, shout out to my boy Simi Otto. He got this new track, y'all. He got a new track, you know, that's called Fade to White. I know y'all been seeing it posted up everywhere. You know, Simi Otto been doing his thing, you know, with that Fade to White. You know, we going to play that today on Bang Out Radio, as well as we got some repertoire music, you know. And you were saying that your boy Supreme got some of your tracks too, you know. I want to know what's good with that, you know. What is some of the songs that you have on here?
Deck on Cash, you can probably find that. Deck on Cash, it's a song that he played last week. It's like it's called I'm Sorry. It's a chick, you know, back in the old days that you know you did wrong and you was just like, baby, I'm just sorry for all the mistakes I made, all the bullshit I put you through, you know, forgive me. Or can I get another chance? That's it, you know. Me and my cousin.
My cousin.
Is that perfect? I should have been opening up the show with your song today, because that's exactly what. It's kind of like that's what the topic of discussion was about today. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, yeah, baby, I did you wrong. I don't know if I want an open relationship. I think I just want to make it work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, that's what it is, though. I mean, hey, we need songs like that, though. We do. Songs like, you know, that's about life stories and emotion.
Life,
you know,
stories.
I love
that's all we do is tell stories. You know, and
something
with like situations that. Go ahead.
What are you saying?
I say, you know, we tell stories and, you know, deal with situations in our lives that we try to paint a picture so everybody can relate to, like, okay, I feel what they said. You know, I've been through that type of shit and just play that song over and over and over again. You know, we do mixtapes like we gonna put it out on commercial wise, or we go hard on every mixtape. I don't care what mixtape it is, we go hard. Like, you could play 1 through 18, 1 through 30. Like, you could out of one song, your mama, your grandparents, your little 8-year-old can sing it and relate to it. Like, we do shit like that. We try to grow. I've been in the game for 5 years. I didn't even think I could be a rapper. My cousin, younger than me, you know, my cousin, dad, and my dad clicked, and we've been going hard in this music shit for since the day of time. So,
that's what's so with it.
Yeah. So we took our music to Texas, Houston, Texas, perform. People like it in Texas. People love it every time we sell or perform out here in Washington D.C. We, like, people love it. They love our sound. They love what we try to represent. You know, we just try
What's the name of your camp that you're working with?
Right now, we was calling each other, like, drama music. Drama music represent, like, all the pain that people been through. But when you hear our music, we try to ease that pain away. We try to say, we let you know, we hear you, we know what you've been through, but it will be all right. Or if you play one of our club shit, be like, man, make you want to forget all that bullshit that you've been going on. Just like, you know, I just want to have fun tonight, you know, type of shit. So, you know, I'm just like, I'm recreating myself now. Like, I'm about to move back to California. My cousin's going to be out here, so I'm trying to just do my own thing right now. We still together, but I'm just trying to find my own self, make my own music, because when I get back to California, I know with God's grace, people going to love our music, especially in California.
That's for sure.
We have that California swag, that rap, but we rap on like East Coast beats, South Side beats, you know, North Side beats, like beats you wouldn't think like
like a Cali nigga wouldn't get on. So
yeah.
I just can't wait till I just can't wait till I get back home. I can't wait.
I can't wait till you get back home either, because I'm ready to hear what you got. You know, that's what's up. We got this caller right here. We got caller 32 live on Bang Out Radio. What's good? What's good with it?
What? You know it's Marley B in the building.
Marley B in the building.
What's up with you? What's
up?
Good, man.
How y'all doing tonight?
Fabulous. On some fabulous right now.
I wanted to say like three things. My first thing was a comment on the subject at hand as far as open relationships. Okay. Oh, Lord. Now, you know, I am very old school, but old school is what it is to, you know what I'm saying, how you were brought up. So the only way I'm old school is for four generations of women in my family, we don't have the guys documented, like grandpa, great-grandpa, dad. They're not on the family tree. So let me let you know that when a nigga step out on one of the women in my family, you stepping off a cliff and just gone and fall. Just gone and stepping
out. That's a great analogy right there. That's a good analogy right there.
You know, and I only noticed this when, you know what I'm saying, I was doing a family tree in school, and, you know, my sisters are, like, more than 5 years younger than me, so it popped back up again when they did their family tree in high school. And it was like, man, so what was great-granddaddy's name again? Because we can't find him. I'm like, girl, ask grandma, because we couldn't find him either. You know what I'm saying? Her mama couldn't find, you know, like, so if it, and we wouldn't know this based on how we were raised, because we weren't raised by bitter women whose man cheated or left, or, you know what I'm saying, they may experience an open relationship and it went bad. We weren't raised by bitter women. You know, we were raised by intelligent women who took every single experience and life learning lesson, and they soaked up all the wisdom from it and used that as a guidance instead of a bitter tool, you know? So
that's real.
I got to commend. All right. I got to commend my grandma, my great-grandma Hannah, you know, and my mom for being able to do it with, you know what I'm saying, dudes that weren't always stable or, you know what I'm saying, always there. So,
hey, you know what? You know what popped up in my head? I did a genealogy for my high school graduation at Lancaster High School. And
yeah.
listening to stories, like on my dad's side, like my grandpa, and he was always hitting on my grandma, and he was always, you know, not doing so right. He, you know, he provided a structure
right.
for him, but at the end of the day, he was, like, out there doing his thing. And my mom would tell me how my dad had, you know, girls on him, buying him all kinds of stuff and whatever. But she was never show that jealousy type. She was never that jealous type of person. So that's what attracted my dad to her. Like, she's strong. Like, I don't need nobody. So, you know, it starts off from moms, because my dad passed away. I was basically raised by women all around me. I have a grandpa on my mama's side. You know, he stuck with my grandma for 46 years. That's what some shit. Something I want to do in my life. But like.
Yeah.
I listen to my grandma. I talk to my grandma almost every day. My auntie Lori, my mom. It's like I have respect for women, black women,
right.
And I can see how strong they are. And I can, I would never like try to downgrade or disrespect them. Don't matter how much they do it to themselves. I respect black women that's out to do it for themselves and do what they got to do, because it's a hard life. It's twice as hard for a woman than a man.
Right. Well, in my case, it ain't that hard, you know. I'm just playing. I'll just play. But my second thing I wanted to touch on was, you know what I'm saying, soon to be, I'm going to be repping Star Mob officially. You feel me? I'll be kicking that date out to
Star Mob.
You feel me? Star Mob, nigga. And then, you feel me? y'all dumb, you know. And then, you know, we got a lot of little different shit coming up, you feel me? I'm just letting y'all know off top. But right now, I just want y'all to continue listening to my music. I was going to do a mixtape, and, you know, I was going to sign to a certain promotion team, but things went differently, and so the mixtape has just been leaked. You know, it's been given to Bang Out and to Reverb Nation for the fans and the listeners and friends and fam to listen to. So I'm going to be coming with an all R&B project, like I've been saying for the past month or so. This is what I've been wanting to do, so I'm glad I finally got around to doing my own thing, following my own path, doing what I want to do. I manage myself. So I figured if Brandy's mom can do it and Monica's mom and Usher's mom can do it, my mom gives me the guidance and I take it, you know what I'm saying? I'm her puppet when it comes to the business. You feel me?
I'm the puppet.
I manage myself till I get to the big dog. So when I come to a big dog that's asking me, like, damn, well, who's doing this and that for you and blah, blah, blah. Oh, me? Oh, well, let me take over. When I find that person, then that's when I know, you know, I'm getting ready to skyrocket. But until then, y'all pay attention to my music and go look at all the artists that I like on my page. You know, my link is facebook.com/stupidpeoplesniper. It's a period between each word.
Wow.
Yes, that's me. That is me because being that I'm a short, dark-skinned black girl, I have come into contact
with
a lot of stupid
tacos.
People. No, I'm just letting you know. I came into contact with a lot of stupid people in my life. So I'll be, shit, I just got tired of looking at them funny and got the sniping at them.
That's right, Marley B. So what's the name of your album that you got out, Marley? What's the name of it?
Okay, the mixtape that I dropped was called Far From Hollywood, the Marley B mixtape leaks. That is, you know, volume one, I guess that's what, you know, Nip Hustle would be saying. They got
volume
65.
I heard that, and
then,
I was looking at my girl's stuff, you know what I'm saying, support music. She got that hot music out, you know what I'm saying? She represents for y'all R&B
real
people
talk.
Out there, you know what I'm saying, to the, you know
that's
what I'm saying, if you want to hear
that.
Some R&B, you know, West Coast in it, you know what I'm saying, that's how she doing it, you know? So y'all got to listen,
yep.
Y'all got to support, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing with that, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you look her up because she's sexy. She got it going on and she got talent.
Thank you. The last thing I want to let y'all know is I'm performing this weekend at Mazeek because I just got word from one of my promoters, my homeboy, Mando the Poet. So I'll see y'all this Sunday
at Mazeek.
That's what's up. Performing. I'm going to hit the stage after I hit a couple shots. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Shot.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all know she gives off.
Well, you know, I can't do the
drink. Nice show.
Can't do the cocktails up in there.
Yeah.
So, if y'all in the area, come through. You feel me? Check it out.
For sure. That's what it is, y'all, you know. Yeah.
Much love to everybody. Shout out to Bang Out, you know, Topaz, all the rest of the hosts. Shout out to everybody else I mentioned in my fam, my sister's mom, you know, my daughter. And
Cali Bread.
Shout out to Twisted Tuesday. Cali Bread in the building. Man, they getting papered
that's
up right
up.
Now.
Yep. Okay, that's what I want to see.
Right.
I want every, but so I can borrow some money from everybody. That's what's up with it.
The Cali's motto is all money in, no money out.
Okay, that's
for the
what
whole
it is.
State of California. The whole state, okay? Yeah, not Nick,
okay,
that's the whole state of Cali.
Man, that's what it is. All
Man.
Money in, no money out. That's what's
Real
up with it. And y'all just heard it from my girl Marley B. Support her music, you know, and that's
Marley.
Thank
yes,
y'all radio.
My R&B, I can't wait for R&B. I'm gonna have so many features. Anybody want to feature with me? I'm so for real. Y'all hit me up. Come pick my drunk ass up. I don't like to drive. I told y'all I'm Marley Winehouse. I don't drive. You know what I'm saying? Pick me up, and I'm ready to lay a track down ASAP. You feel
hey,
me?
Hey, Marley, I think I got a perfect song for you. Perfect song for you, Marley.
I'm telling you.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna send you the beat when we connect.
Okay. Oh, anybody want to send me some beats? Y'all send it to welovemarleyb@gmail.com. And anybody want to send tracks in to West Good Wednesdays? That's bangoutmarleyb.com. Wait, yeah, bangoutmarleyb@gmail.com. Yeah.
Put those links on
right.
the movement, on the Facebook. Put those on the movement so I can get to them, too, so that way I'll forget all that right now. But definitely, I'm
right. I feel you.
Hey, I feel you, Harvey. I feel you.
No, real talk. Hey. I feel you, legit.
Yeah, but on the movie.
She probably lost you right there.
That's what's up. We about to get into a call from caller 7671. You're live on Bangout Radio. What's good?
Yo.
7671?
Yo.
What's good? Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Hello. What's up, fam? This is your girl, L.A. Drina. Who am I speaking to?
B-Man.
That's what's up. What's good?
Shit, what y'all doing?
Did we get disconnected?
What we doing?
Yo.
What y'all doing? Like, how we on the party?
Okay, like, what you did? Okay, we got caller 6305. You're live on Bangout Radio.
Right.
What's good?
Shit, what y'all doing?
I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be trying to hold shit in, but I can't help it.
Me neither.
Bangout Radio. We on Bangout Radio where anything goes. Nigga, what's good?
Oh, shit. You know me. Just chilling out. Just chilling out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what's going on over there?
Oh, my name is Christopher.
Christopher? How you doing, Christopher?
Yeah.
What you got going out there?
I'm good. My name is Christopher, but everybody call me B-Man.
B-Man Alcorn in the building.
B-Man, what's up
with
that?
What it is.
Man, B-Man, I'm appalled at the fact that, you know, you know you were supposed to send your new hot track in Bangout Radio. Send it, homie.
My bad. I'm going to still send it. Matter of fact, we promoting my little brother mixtape right now. I want to put him on the airwaves right now. Give him a little love, won't y'all?
Yeah, we're going to show some love. You already know what it is.
Let's see.
We definitely got that J. Cribs right here, Bangout Radio. Stay online. We still getting it in right here on Bangout Radio. Caller 9981 live on Bangout Radio.
Everybody already know who it is. This your girl. Hey, what's good, Bangout Radio, bitches?
What's
good, y'all? What's
right
good, baby?
What's good,
up with it? J. Cribs in the building. That's what's up,
Jay. J. Cribs in the building. Okay.
What it do,
wow.
You know, everybody has to have an in the building when I add to it.
Okay.
I see you, J. Crib, right here, Outlaw. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's my ace right there. My boy got a show coming up this weekend, too.
Won't Get the Best of Me?
Oh, yeah, that's our single.
Yeah, I feel that. What's good with it, though? What you got going?
No, man, just getting in the lab, me and my brother B-Man. On the second mixtape,
right.
I'm gonna drop
okay.
my last one August 14th.
Right. Okay, August 14th was y'all last show. Where did y'all do this show at?
Well, man, we sold out. I opened up I ain't opened up for him, but before yeah, he was up in the building.
Oh yeah, okay. That's what's up with it on the 14th. Yeah, I remember that the KS 30. I would have came through, you know, but I was in the Hollywood with it, but. Next time you perform, I definitely want to be there at the next one, you know, because I've been listening to the track, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening to a couple of the tracks that I've been seeing on Facebook, you know, and I really do hit the like button because I really like it, you know. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to take one more call right here. This call has been holding on for 20 minutes. And then we about to get into some J. Cribs right here on Bangout Radio. Y'all stay tuned for music that I got coming up. I got a whole roster of music that we're going to get into on the show tonight. Caller 2957, you're live on Bangout Radio. What's good?
What's good, family? It's Dopey.
What's up with it,
Dopey in the building.
We got the whole Antelope Valley family in the building.
My boy Jay Cribs, man, knock that, man. We need to knock that.
That's what's up. Jay Cribs, man.
All right.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we got that. Okay. Let's see. We got J. Cribs. Let me see. J. Cribs. Don't ask for no ice cream or none of that. Next couple of days, y'all
got you right
here.
So we got this track right here for J. Cribs. You know, it's called Won't Get the Best of Me, followed by some repertoire. Then we got, you know what I'm saying, we got some new Marley B coming up. We got a lot of stuff that we about to get into on Bang Out Radio today. You know what I'm saying? J. Gaines, J. Rock. Here we go. J. Cribs right here on Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, I rep to a heavy motherfucker to the death of me. Haters go with haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters go with haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Now raise your glass, now let's toast to what we didn't have. Hustle plus muscle, success, I did the math. I'm like the Hulk when he pitched, you about to feel my wrath. Them girls leave with me, there ain't no telling if she's coming back. It's a cold world, but it won't defeat me. If you knew where I came from, none of y'all believe me. Half of them stressed to me, the ones that got it easy. Old baby ass nigga still stuck on the titty. I don't got a matching boy, I ain't grow up rich. You niggas on that bullshit, I stacked up on my own whip. I ain't cry about it, I'm just really on some hustle shit. Cause Dutton Davis, we some niggas y'all don't wanna rumble with. Put a pound in my hand, but I double that. Infatuated with the drug game, but I love the rap. Devin has some breaking records, watch a nigga running back. As if I'm Jared Allen,
yeah,
I'm lying, yeah. Yeah, I rep to a daily motherfucker to the death of me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters gonna be haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me.
Cold world, but you never get the best of me. My verse is worth a million, you niggas just don't compare to me. Sitting on your so-called skill is so embarrassing. I control the game like the Sony DualShock 3. But, fuck the pleasantries and introduction. Consider me an alien and rappers been abducted. I never needed a manual or your lame instruction. Armageddon on the mic and you met destruction. What am I gonna be better than that? My flow, can't match that, can't stop. I'm on a fast track, I'm wrong, and we can bet that. Flow cold, make ice look nice, I roll no doubt with a cat that. On the block every day with my nigga J. Cribs, I know what it is, how you like that? Big dog in the game, I hope you get the picture. I'm a beast off the chain and let me loose, nigga. You rappers, mannequin plastic, action figure. Toy soldiers
yeah,
in the flesh,
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, I rep to a daily motherfucker, this is after me. Haters gon' be haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters gon' be haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's the cold world, but it won't get the best of me.
Look, Elko, old you, sitting on YouTube. Gotta stay strong-minded, weak niggas move.
Okay.
Old head told me, can't take money, then you use it. All you gon' ever do is come up with excuses. I'ma pay the cost to be the boss if the price right. Paint my whip all black, call that bitch midnight. Give your chick hard dick, struggle with that steel pipe. Gotta live life young before we hit that midlife. I roll around my city with my windows tinted. I'm like, fuck the world and all the haters in it. You gotta take the bad with the good, that's just life. Coming where I'm from, what's so wrong, it's so high. My mama always told me, live life to the fullest. Always stay moving, cause I'm trying to dodge these bullets. I get on both knees and thank God for blessing me. It's a cold world,
yeah,
but it won't get the best of me. I'm repping daily, motherfuckers, this is after me. Haters gon' be haters, but they won't get the best of me. I'm just a chef in this game, cooking up the recipe. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. Haters gon' be haters, but they won't get the best of me. Won't get the best of me, won't get the best of me. It's a cold world, but it won't get the best of me.
Yeah, shout out to my boy J. Cribs with that right there, you know what I'm saying, won't get the best of me right here on Bang Out Radio. Y'all, I mean, dang, that's how we doing it out here, you know. So, Jay Cribbs, you know, are you still on? Okay, let me see. 6385, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nah, just representing for my girl Topaz. Calling her show, she was cracking. I had a comment about the open relationship situation.
Uh-huh.
I just think that's...
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. I heard you. Call back in, sweetie. You know, we got disconnected, but call back into the show. You're rocking with your girl, L.A. Drina, on Twisted Tuesdays, Bang Out Radio. We about to get into some repertoire music, you know what I'm saying? Don't y'all go nowhere. We doing it like this on Bang Out Radio every Tuesday, okay? I think the caller is calling back in. Wait, hold up. Caller 6385, you're live.
Yo, what's up? My bad. This is Maya. I got a bad connection. That's crazy. But, yeah, I was listening to the show, and I'm kind of digging it. I'm the first-time caller, first-time listener. She be posting it on Facebook, so I just want to show my girl some love.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. I love people calling and saying that.
She was just
right.
online right now, too. She was just online, too.
Yeah, I just got disconnected. I don't know. Even when you play the music, I was getting kind of, like, disconnected.
Okay.
So what am I representing for those new artists that's trying to break in, right?
Yes.
I want to give another shout-out to my girl Tiffany Johnson, who was doing her thing at Mozique. I mean,
that's my girl. That's the infamous T-double-I you talking about right there. I know exactly
what
you're talking
about.
That's my
girl. That's my girl. I know she was breaking in. I was, like, looking for her, looking forward to see her come back. But I'm pretty sure she's coming back, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's my dog right there. Look out for some upcoming music from her.
Some of her music, especially my fave.
You know what? I gotta find, I think we might have something in here. Let's see if we got some swagger movement on the switchboard. Let's see.
That's okay. I hit her up on Facebook to let her know to send it in, too.
I need some exclusive music from her anyway, because I really want something for the Coast to Coast MC show from Tiffany. You know what I'm saying? She been doing her thing out there, you know, and she wanted a very few females in the Antelope Valley that really have flows. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right, thanks.
I really like her style. I like her whole get up, and I like her delivery. So, you know, shout out.
I know she be
switching
it up. She can rap and sing. That's why I was like, man. And she come off with so original. Like, no one can really touch her swag. She's like in between Nicki Minaj and Trina, and some real revolution politics rap. So I'm like, I have to represent for my girl. I haven't heard her out there like that, so I just threw her name out in the bud so she can just get known. It's Tiffany, she the business.
Oh, yeah, she must be known because she's like number one or number two or number four or something in Antelope Valley right now, so she's doing something right. Even if if you go on Reverb Nation, you'll find her. She's like at least number three or something on Reverb Nation in the Antelope Valley, you know.
Really?
So she has a solid fan base out here, you know. And that's what's up. And shout out to Swagger Movement anyway. And my boy, you know, Big Tilt out there doing it major. You know what I'm saying? And all his affiliates. You know, I got love for some people from that camp right there on a personal level. You know, so definitely. You know, I watched some of them grow up. You know, a lot of people don't hear me say Swagger Movement a lot, but people don't know a lot of artists. I watched them grow up from like 10 years old on up. You know, very close.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I know, and I was listening to Marley B. Girl, you the business. I got you. I'm going to be at Mazik, too.
But I like you, too. I like you, too, for representing
the
females.
I was going to be there,
you
know too. That's the last time I was there, I was on that pole and down there bust my ass. So I was let me keep it on the hush.
Uh-oh. So what's up with that
I have to commend those strippers because in them heels on that pole is not fun. On my thighs felt like
not.
I was burning. I was on fire. I commend those strippers. I swear to God, I was sitting there like, not even a squat.
How you feel about that three-way relationship?
Oh, no, no.
I just think that that's a tragedy.
There's always going to be one left out.
Yeah. They're going to need that third square no more. It's going to be issues. That's why I'm like, that three-way is not the business. If that's the case, you might as well let your partner cheat. You know what I mean? And not trip. If y'all going to like that.
Personally, if it's a temporary three-way, you feel me? That's just like making a three-way phone call. I could hang up on one of y'all, and I'm just playing.
And that's the thing. It's always that one that's going to get left out, and that's going to be that one that
like
be burnt
that.
Out.
Oh, man, Marley,
he just got just like that for real. You know, I think, you know, you have to be mentally conditioned for something like that because, I mean, some people don't have a title on their relationship, and they technically are in a three-way, and they don't even know it.
Oh, so, yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
it's
opening
like,
Pandora.
Yeah.
That's Pandora.
Yeah.
I keep that it's closed.
Yeah, if you're in a relationship and you know that your woman or your man has a relationship with somebody else, even if you're not saying nothing about it because you're trying to make it work, you're in a three-way relationship. You're just not participating in it openly and willingly to the public. But
what y'all think about homie level friend, though?
I mean, that's how motherfuckers get popped messing with me and doing that three-way crap because I don't like sharing what that person have. I swear to God, I be Lord, don't give me the testifying. Topaz, I already know how I am. I mess around, pop you in that nigga, like, for real. Because you never know. There's so many diseases out in Antelope Valley that motherfuckers not even be real about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that three-way. Hey,
people knowing they got it ain't saying nothing. It's still fucking.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing. That's scary. And then the doctors is misdiagnosis. And there's one thing that's going on here, too, is staff. People need to be aware of that, too.
Wow.
That's
just, yeah, they
people
walking around with holes in their
face. Well, I treat my woman like I do my ribs with that salt. I ain't sharing. I got to
they
have my ribs.
They get it from that holding tank. That holding tank with them showers. You need to put some shower shoes on.
I shower there.
That ain't no joke right there.
And
that right there ain't no joke.
I just felt like I was betraying mankind when I took a shower in that month. I was so mad. But life goes on, and you get out of jail, and you start over. You know, that was the worst 24 hours of my life.
Man, it ain't no joke at all. Ain't no joke at all. That's real talk right there. We got some music right here for Repertoire, you know what I'm saying? I want to get in some music, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio, you know, and hopefully I get to see you at Mazika's too, you know what I'm saying? L.A. Drina, you know, if you recognize me, just come up and say what they do. You know, I'm trying to give Mazika's another chance, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all another chance. You know what I'm saying? They already know how I feel. Y'all need to get y'all alcohol game up, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we ain't for that drama and we ain't for that fake-ass alcohol license y'all got up in there. Y'all got to get y'all game
up.
Hello? You know what I'm saying? Y'all serving them fake artificial spirits. I Googled it online. I know about the fake wine-flavored Hennessy that y'all have. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's called. It's like liquor-flavored wine. Liquor-flavored wine. And if you try to hit me with some more Taka Vodka and give me a headache after I don't pay for bottle service,
you know what? Y'all know what I'm going to personally do next time? Y'all remember on Color Purple when Whoopi just threw the plate at the wall?
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just going to go super Michael Blackson on their ass. Like, I can look at you. Oh, that shit that they had. I'm going to leave.
How y'all going to charge somebody like,
Y'all trying to charge somebody $25 for a bottle of Sutter Home? If y'all don't knock it off, I'm exposing y'all, because when y'all see our camp come through, y'all know better than to try to charge us all that money to get up in there, and y'all know damn well we've been patronizing y'all bullshitters for the last, ever since y'all been open. Y'all wouldn't even have as many people in there if it wasn't for us. Feel me? So if they want to act all funny style with that, and I'm going to expose their little liquor-flavored alcohol that they be serving up in there, and people going to stop paying $10 for some liquor-flavored Hennessy, you feel me, that they call it because they have a caramel color on it. Okay, we got 8505. You're live on Bengal Radio.
Hey, Marley.
Marley B. Let me see. Live on Bengal Radio, 3217. You're live on Bengal Radio, 3217. You're live on Bengal Radio. Hey. Everybody's call is dropping on Bengal Radio. Call back in, callers. Caller 2099, you're live on Bengal Radio. We about to get into some music right here on Bang Out Radio. I'm about to give y'all some new Mr. Pills. I like that by Mr. Pills. Then we about to get into some repertoire. Bang Out Radio.
Like that. Like that. Like that. Yeah. It's your boy. Mr. Pills.
Y'all hear about that new club they got opening up tonight?
Shit, is it going down like an all-lesbian orgy?
Drinks before 10.
Shit.
Ladies get in for free.
Oh, man. You serious?
I'm going to go check it out.
Shit, I'm right behind you, nigga. Don't let the motherfucking door hit you, because I'm gone.
Hey, Kareem, you know
hey,
what?
Let me in the club. Come
in the club, nah, motherfucker. Oh, yes, alright. We want y'all to gather round and get down to sound tonight. That hip funk stuff, put your ears slapping so tight. Put it on the shelves and watch it take flight. The arms are making sales, the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell by the note, the game's tight. And the haters to hell, so fill the flames might. Posted like an assassin with scope.
There's a party going on. Rob gave me the call. He said he's rolling with the mob and he's hoping to see all y'all at the head hustle palace. You know, where they keep it cracking, where the music steady flowing in the match. It's slowly cracking. He says he can't understand how we came and gone, get the game. Breaking me, he's sinking down, and I make him go feel my pain. I get too dust about to feel the more you cry, the less you be. And if you didn't come to party, it's time for you to leave. It bumps to be the vibe that's making you knock your knees. And the heat behind his mic is enough to make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, proceed on partying. Don't you ever touch my mic, dog. You just that sorry. It goes A to the E to the A to the D. Where my nigga Steve Robb in the place to be. And where they DZ on the beat, know what you around to see. It's a hot sweat, it's finally coming out to D.
Oh yes, alright. We want y'all to gather round and get down to sound tonight. That hip bump stuff, put your ears slapping so tight. Put it on the shelves and watch it take flight. The arms are making sales, the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell, better know the game's tight. And the haters to hell, so fill up flames might. Posted like an assassin with scope, aim style.
Me and my hosses in the recording session, posted with some purple bottom and gross. Tall cans and all varieties being toasted. With an all varieties being ghosted. Electricity flowing in verse, my tongue getting corroded. Explosive, check like Alabama. Terrorist is my focus, I don't ever have to flex. Usually niggas out of back, you know who the low is. And those that keep it real and stay true, they usually who my focus is. And if I can't be found, I'm usually for the smoke is. And there's no need to act bashful and shy. Double A's got a function jumping up high. Gotta see your alcohol if you look at the ground. Got a force cooking if you wanna take off fly. Bringing a hip hop to sound that won't be denied. Got a chirp on my mobile. From a focus telling me to watch out for the bro. But they can leave lip prints on my cheeks. I pay mortgage, I'm not a hobo. So I have this beautiful middle finger. Does anyone wanna take a photo?
Oh yes, alright. We want y'all to gather round and down to sound tonight. That hip holster, put your ears slapping so tight. Put it on the shelves and watch it take flight. The arms are making sales, the future looks bright. And if you couldn't tell, but
yeah, yeah, Marley B,
loving you is all I wanna do.
Marley B.
Yeah, that's what it is. That last track was Semi-Auto, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Semi-Auto, doing it like that, you know what I'm saying? Bang Out Radio, Grind On Me, that was Swagger Movement, you know? Had to play that, you know what I'm saying, for all her fans out there, you know what I'm saying? And the whole Swagger Movement cap, Ace, you know what I'm saying, was good. You know, all of y'all over there, Swagger Movement, you already know what it is. So, I mean, all the listeners that got disconnected, I apologize. You know, I'm clicking y'all all in live again, you know. So what do y'all think about some of the joints that we played? Y'all are live again. Bang Out Radio.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What's good?
Yeah, they rocking.
Yeah, I'm digging all of them tracks, you know.
All of them.
Got it going on with her. You know what I'm saying? That Fade to White, you know what I'm saying? That's fire, you know. My boy Semi-Auto, he might perform at the part two of the Indie Artist Showcase that's coming up on the 18th. If y'all out there in Hollywood or y'all trying to make it out there, Hollywood, G Club, you know what I'm saying? Come out and support my boy Semi-Auto. We're going to be performing at that show. And if y'all haven't seen Fully Loaded perform, y'all got to get a hold of some Fully Loaded because they give a live show. They cranks up the crowd. So we got to bring the Antelope Valley to rock the crowd, you know. So definitely. And you know who else? Miato, too. I've seen his performances. He knows how to rock the crowd, and so does Marley B. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I've seen like a lot of the artists that call into the show. I'll be looking at. I'll be going out to some of their shows and I see how they get down. Yes, sir.
Hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you're live on Bang Out Radio.
I know, right, girl? But then
yeah.
I got this.
Yeah. So that's what's good, you know. I was happy to see, you know, a lot of people that came out to that event. What was that?
Yeah, I'm listening to it.
Yeah, we gotta definitely, you know, get into more music. 1988, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
Yeah,
what's
I'm
the
like,
good, Jenna? It's Chalk Monkey Swag.
I'm sitting
Chalk
here.
Swag. What's good,
what's
Chalk
the
Swag?
Deal? I'm here with the whole
yeah.
Boys.
Oh, yeah? Well,
I'm
from Swag.
You want me to call you, so I'm going to represent.
What's that?
That three-way shit, girl, that would get you popped, for real. I can't sit here and lie and say I would love an open relationship.
What if you had two dudes?
I'll bust
one
a nutty.
One could do one good thing and the other could do another. And it was like, all right,
girl,
for you to do whatever.
I would out on your ass so quick.
You're getting Rambo on the show. I'm like, okay.
Oh, can I host that?
So what's up with it, Chalk Swag? How do you feel about that?
For about what? Why don't y'all get Rambo on the air or what?
How you feel about open relationships?
Open relationships?
Three-way. A three-way.
You're asking the wrong brother. Like, you might want to ask somebody
no, not,
that.
Not a triangle.
Where they doing
just
that?
Just an open relationship, you know?
Is this Bang Out Radio? Last time I checked it. Y'all got to get a little personal for Chalk Swag.
Like, when they say 4944, that's
man,
it.
Man, Chalk Swag, you already been personal. You've answered every question that you could possibly answer. You know what
so
I'm saying?
In other words, you want me to answer?
We know everything about you except for your Social Security number.
Say, can
so
you
I
hear me?
Draw some SSI in your neck.
I'm not on. I'm listening.
All right,
you know.
I guess this. I don't know. I don't really have no opinion on open relationships. Some people like them, some people don't.
Bullshit, bro.
Wait,
hey.
What's good? Stay in the safe zone. It's very.
Okay.
That's a very smart tactic right there.
First day, huh? So that was it.
That's a very safe answer.
Yeah, it's no such thing of an open relationship.
That's dating to me. You might as well date.
Yeah.
For
real, real talk.
It's like you hit your bill. Like, hell nah. I go nuts.
Hell
nah. I will ham out. Say quirky.
So okay, well, guess what, Chalk Swag? I tell you what. We gonna get into, you know what I'm saying, this bass head right here on Bang Out Radio. What do you feel about that?
The whole Black Force family in here, so you got to do it right.
Bass head by Chalk Swag right here on Bang Out Radio. Let go.
Guys, on a bite, cause these guys suck.
Ain't I clean? Ain't I clean? Super cool, super mean, and I'm here to do my thing.
Than the cleanest, and I'm meaner than the meanest, and I get lots of head, so I'm something like a genius.
Wow.
They call me Tokyo, aka T-Vicious, and you couldn't beat me with the genie and three wishes. Y'all niggas nothing. I'm so disgusting.
Yeah.
Swagging with a passion, nigga, you can't tell me nothing. Swag so dope, but you can call my shit crack. Get my bitch sick, so sick. Don't it make you want it? Y'all niggas dumb, slow, and now your Maserati. I got a lot of kicks, like I just left the karate class. My swag is slow, sis, like a motherfucking shoddy black. Killing all these lanes, can you please bring a body back? Girl, I can handle ya, I'm far from an amateur. I'm flashing like the lights on a motherfucking camera.
You see me,
yeah. I shine and I clean, you ain't gotta say a thing. I already know I'm clean.
Hello, everybody.
No, LA girls are starting
the dagger. LA, West Coast, all
right.
This right here
is
probably the closest I'm going to get to a thing. So, you know what y'all ladies can like this too?
Ladies,
LA girls,
I can't.
I know somebody who can.
She can.
Come
on, come on. Come on.
LA girls.
LA representative, I love to murder any beat, it never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative, the sleep of the year. Soon everyone will know my name, it's like I'm working at you. Now I'm living life without a fear, out of fear, complex.
You think you on the corner, gonna see,
because I got
it.
Hit my mom with every check, scared to rap the
man, come on.
No respect for none of y'all, I'll show you how
you nigga ball.
Water rolled up, shoulder. See any studio or stage, step in.
Blew it up!
Yep. Stupid drunk,
hella
hot. I can't even wear ice.
I'm too hot. It'll lick a vibe.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity. Cause I ain't got shit. It's
like a whole lot of energy.
No one to pretend I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
When you the one who take care of them, doing things for them, you know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like this.
supposed to be on my side, now you against me. You a dirty hoe, you a chipsy, acting like you tipsy. Bitch can't diss me, kick you to the curb before you dismiss me. Trick, I'm the one that shook the kid every time.
Yeah, I hope y'all like that blend of music, you know what I'm saying? I started with Chalk Swag with Ain't I Clean, you know, one track. Y'all be sending me these little 23-second snippets. What's
hey,
up with that?
Hey, Drina, I'm going to get on your head about bass here because I sent you that whole song. That shit played all
over. Man, it's like, I don't know what's up with the track, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm like, I have a track here that have like 39 seconds of uploading on it. From you, and then Mr. Pills too, I was fiending for that song. That,
oh, yeah.
Like
some reason,
that.
Your shit is yeah, because I'm going to send you some
really
more stuff. Because
like a 39 second track.
Black Forest,
or
is,
like
oh,
a,
we in here full effect, man. Let them know who's in here, man.
Hey, yo, what's the deal? It's your boy, Hollywood.
What's up with it, Hollywood?
No, I'm not from Black Forest.
Well, yeah.
Hey, y'all. Black Forest, y'all were nowhere. Hey, and what's up with him? What's your name?
The squad in here.
Hey, squad, let me tell y'all something. Y'all had a special invite from L.A. Drina to Hollywood at the G Club this weekend, and I didn't see y'all there. Y'all could have met Fully Loaded. They was in the building. Y'all could have helped. Y'all could have helped us fill up some more of the VIP. We already shut the whole VIP section down at the G Club up in there. Y'all could have had a couple of our sofas.
Adrian, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, we've been kind of just grinding, like, nonstop. We just left the studio. Like, we just left the studio, and like, I knew your thing was going on, but I was, you know, trying to.
I mean, we could have
went. Well, we could.
Your next day
we going.
Okay.
We're definitely going.
We're
going
to shut it down. Guarantee you shut it down.
Yeah, performance and all, everything. Like, we're going to really
okay.
come in here
make
and
sure
shut
y'all,
it up.
Make sure y'all come out. You know, I like to, you know, support all my favorite artists out there, you know. That's how we get it in. We got caller 73.
I'm a dream of love. Ain't I clean, like.
Yeah.
My bad with that one. Like,
okay, Microsoft Windows.
Like, my
you know?
Bad. I forgot I had to plug that in.
Like,
what's
for
them?
Like,
yeah. Hey, what's happening? Right now. What's the business? Yeah, we've been really funny. Like, we just came from the studio for like a 5-hour session. Like, really just. We about to release 3 of the hottest mixtapes this year. Like,
that's what's up. Make sure y'all do that, you know, and let us know what's good at Bang Out Radio. 4944,
you know,
you're live on Bang Out Radio. 4944.
Yo, what's up? This is Maya. I had a call from my house phone.
Okay, Maya. That's what's
yeah.
up. That's what's up.
I love those songs you just played, especially in those panties on.
I played a little snippet of it. It's really a long song, girl. It go into all the moaning and all that.
Ah, they might as well go ahead and do the nasty and post a video on Facebook.
That's Fully Loaded. Go to Fully Loaded on Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the artists we recommend on our Reverb, Star Mods Reverb. So
y'all
you know,
on Facebook?
Loaded. Yes.
We'll do that on our leisure.
You know what I'm saying?
That was
day song.
Fully Loaded.
Okay. Check out Fully Loaded. Find them on YouTube, Facebook, and you can also find them on Reverb Nation. You know, that's how I found them. I found them on Reverb Nation. I met them on Reverb Nation first before I, you know, met them in person. But they're a dope group. And they're
I know.
Universal.
They sang
they
it
got,
tight.
They
it might go platinum.
Yeah, they got some, like, a lot
yeah,
of songs that.
I really feel that.
a lot of their music is like some music that I've listened to on Reverb Nation. I thought it was made this year, but it was made like 4 or 5 years ago. And
really?
It's like it's still current. Yeah.
Kinda hot. Yeah.
Yeah. But they have different genres.
Let me stop throwing my little plugs in.
Hell no. I thought so. Chalk Swag. We never get enough of Chalk Swag.
I know, right? I call in every week. I be repping Black Force to death. Like, I really be going ham, like, because, like, I just love this music shit. Like, I got my whole squad up in here. We posted. We just finished murdering tracks. I just made a track.
What's the latest track y'all made? Y'all worked on?
The last one when we before we left the booth was me and yours, huh? Cool Fly
Friends.
Yeah.
It was Cool Fly Friends. That was the last one we did. We did six today, five or six today.
That's the one before
we did a song called Get With It, Get Lost. We did this song called Get Up. Then my homeboy Fresh, he did his intro to his mixtape called Mom, which stands for Money on My Mind. Money over everything, Money on My Mind. Then
that's what's up.
My intro, which is called Good Morning. And basically, when we go back in, we going to do photo shoot Fresh looking like Will. That's the next that's the next song. You already know where that song's coming from, so
That sounds good.
I probably slept maybe 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm here.
You here or you there?
Caller 2099.
What's
DC
good? What's good?
Building.
Yeah, that's the fact. It's hot.
MKD
back
in the building.
Yes. I want y'all to, you know, give y'all links out on Facebook and all that in the last four or 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, well, I'm going to go last because y'all already know everything about me. So go ahead, Fresh. Oh, you want to catch wood first? You know,
okay. What is my link to Facebook?
Nigga, Hollywood?
No. My link to Facebook is facebook.com/Hollywood103.
Okay. I'm going to add y'all.
The first, okay.
Any one of y'all single with no baby mama? You know, AV be having baby daddy drama.
If you got a Facebook, you need to add all of our Facebooks so we can officially know who we are. And don't give us the Facebook with just the top and the bottom. We need the whole. You know how they take that angle where they just get titties and feet?
No, but.
We don't
think you
would
die. All right, Chuck. They got it.
So, look, if you guys want to add L.A. Drina, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and do so by going to www.facebook.com/puretic. That's PUREPHICC. You know, anybody else that want to give out their link, go ahead and do so.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm
go ahead.
Chalk Swag. Chalk Swag, Black Forest, that's with a Z. And then when you go on my page, you can see right on the right, left-hand side, you know, you can see all the rest of the Black Forest members and add them as well. But
do y'all sign says single on it? That's all.
Just go to my page.
Make sure y'all add LA Drina on Twitter. You know, Twitter me at
my Twitter is ChalkXSwag87. So hit me on Twitter. My Twitter be popping because I say all type of shit. And
check my Reverb Nation out too. It's just Reverb Nation/LaDrina is one word. I want to give a shout out to all the moms, especially Topaz mom too. You know, she always listens to my show. I just want to let you know I'm going to keep it turned up. My mom, Big Drina, I love you. You know what I'm saying? Definitely all the moms and all the artists out there. Shout out to all the indie artists. My girl, YBE. You know what I'm saying? I want to give her a shout out. Always supporting everything. Treasure, Compton, you know what I'm saying? Doing it way big out there in the CPT. And all the artists, you know. I want to, of course, give a shout out to my squad, Star Mob. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's right. Represent.
Yeah, so y'all check Star Mob out, Star Mob 101 on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Look out for our up-and-coming artists on our roster. We're not going to... One thing about Star Mob, we don't do... We do not just sign people to our label. You have to be loyal and you have to be humble and you have to be have some work ethic. We don't just want anybody working with us. So that's why
the
majority
of our talent.
I didn't
hear that though.
Oh, definitely talent, but you have to have work ethic because there's plenty of people with
talent.
That don't,
you got talent.
Yeah,
you watch people.
Yeah, but, you know, talent is only 10% of the issue.
From
you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely
it's millions of people that have talent, but it's only about 5% that actually have business mindedness and articulation with their words and know how to move as a unit. You know what I'm saying? You have to know how to move as a unit. That's why StarMob is a small group. We don't care about quantity. We care about quality. You know what I'm saying? So StarMob is going to remain. We got to remain a small unit of diligent and work ethic, business minded artists. You know. So welcome to the family, all of our new members, and we keeping it pushing just like that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all check StarMob out. We got a lot of up and coming things with our artist showcase and all that stuff. You know, our TV specials and our radio. So y'all keep on the lookout for StarMob because we are coming. You know, and thank y'all for listening to Bang Out
Radio. I'm saying one more time. Black Swag, Black Force is the Facebook. You want all the Black Force viewers, check us out on the left hand side of the Black Force page.
Hollywood, baby.
And we man, I told you when I called, the next time I called you, I was going to have everybody in the vicinity. Like,
That's right. Well, I appreciate y'all all for calling in, you know what I'm saying, to the show. And definitely we got to hook up, we got to link up, and definitely it's going down. So I do want to get a chance to add
you can ask a light skinned guy, the guy that wears glasses a lot.
Yeah, Hollywood Impress. Put Shot Impress from Black Force.
Put them on speaker. I want to let them know. And homegirl.
What speaker? What's happening?
Okay, all right. Yeah, these guys are very handsome too. You know, I've seen all their pictures. You know what I'm saying? So. Check them out. They got some handsome guys in their group, and
we were like juvenile, so I don't know what you do. Oh, damn! You were wearing some big Christian Bo jeans.
Are you looking at us right now?
Well, I've seen all of y'all pictures. I've seen all of y'all photos like months ago, and then I've seen y'all newest photos recently. So, yeah.
You gotta add me then. I'm Hollywood, and the homie Fred.
Most definitely. Yeah, y'all deep. I seen y'all over there. I seen y'all by that Arteza station. So did. But that's all good. Y'all already know I'm from LA, too, so that's what it is.
Looking at us
at the I was on the blue line with it. I was on my way to the Delamo station.
That's crazy.
I seen when y'all was taking a picture. That's how I know. You know, shoot, I want
to
go on the train too.
Now you gotta hear our music. That's a complete package.
You heard me, but you gotta hear all them. Like,
I got to, but you know, I'm already knowing. I'm gonna end up booking a studio block with y'all, and we're gonna get it in definitely. You know?
All right. Sounds overly good. It's nuts.
Man. Well, it's going down. Well, I appreciate everybody for calling in, and we signing off now. But add me to Facebook if y'all want to talk, and send your music to adrena.bangoutradio@gmail.com, okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Miss Lady, for calling in and supporting those artists, too. I hope to see you soon.
Oh, yeah. Y'all going to be on Mazeek?
Okay.
This week.
What y'all talking about? Y'all.